This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How about Chipper Jones on X, quote, want to take this opportunity to congratulate the Mets on advancing, but more importantly, shout out to Francisco Lindor, not only an MVP-type season in series, clinching Grand Slam, but the grace and class upon doing so, refreshing.
I mean, what a bizarre, upside-down world that we're living in right now.
I know.
Man, oh, I know. Man.
Thank you. Yes.
Here was their owner, Steve Cohen. Pretty cool.
Here we are again. It just gets better and better. You got to love what these guys are doing, right? I mean, you could feel it today. They were getting guys on base every inning. It was just a question of when. And so I'm so proud of these guys.
That was on SNY.
I will say this about him. You know, as he is making his way around the tailgates outside the stadium and everything, reminds me of a little bit of John Ledecky. Like, goes around, shakes the hands of the fans, says thank you. And I think the fans do appreciate that. You know, I mean, at least I would hope they do.
Yeah, I mean, he was there. He stopped by the 7-line tailgate before the game. It was the first time that he had done that. So, yeah, I mean, Ledecky is, like, super enthusiastic and in your face and, like, taking pictures and really, really high energy. And Steve's not like that. But as far as Steve integrating himself into the fan base, you're absolutely right. He does a lot of that.
Got a couple of reactions for you on the Rico Bronya. This was Evan with guest host, I suppose, Al Cintron, who does the overnights once in a while here, as they were pretty fired up to the win.
Even though the Phillies were winning.
No, this is it. I'm getting to that. This is first Evan and Al.
Yeah! I'm joined by my man, Al Cintron.
Yeah!
So they're pretty fired up. Now I'm going to take you to, I don't know if this is the equivalent of what Evan does, but this is something called Brody's Media in Philadelphia. I don't know this guy's name, but he's pretty intense. He's clearly a Philly fan. So first, fair to say he was not comfortable with his Phillies up just 1-0 because of the opportunities that might have presented themselves.
Even though the Phillies were winning 1-0. But it was so draining that I was wondering if they did manage to escape this one without their 12 ERA bullpen getting shelled. Oh, 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 that is a joke. That is ridiculous.
It's like Sam Kinison.
Yeah, I was just about to say, yes. Sam Kinison, yeah.
Very much so. Then a very
you
bothered.
Wanna, you want to cure starvation in this world? How about a go where the food is? Move to where the food is.
Then he was
New York.
Very bothered by JT Realmuto's at bat in the fourth inning.
If you leave Nick Castellanos on third base because JT Realmuto doesn't know how to get a hit in four games, he did not have a hit in the NLDS.
But he wasn't done there. He went after their shortstop.
Trey Turner is a waste. That contract is going to bite you in the ass for years to come.
There's no way this guy is married.
There's no way. I don't know.
There's no way.
He's very passionate. And finally, probably better that this series is over.
What would I be like heading into game 5 knowing that this team play such a disgusting brand of baseball? It would have been, all right, here we go again. 4 hours of wanting to stick a knife in my eyes.
So that caught my attention.
What's this guy's name again?
I don't know. It's Brody's Media. It came across my YouTube feed as a suggestion. And the production looked pretty good. And it reminded me of what Evan does. So I'm like, oh, I'll bite. And I figured Philly fans are crazy, so what the hell? That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And it didn't take long, and I only got through 5 minutes. This is an hour.
He probably does stab himself in the face by the end of it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.